mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Mouth. This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. We haven't heard much from IBM's Watson since its 2011 Jeopardy victory. But the cognitive computer has stayed busy with less publicized products like conducting healthcare research and financial planning. Now Watson is back in the spotlight for kitchen skills. This spring, IBM's cognitive cooking team programmed Watson to come up with new and original recipes. And Watson came through. Belgian bacon pudding, anyone? Producer Zach Nugent spoke with Watson's senior software engineer for cognitive cooking, Florian Pennell, to find out more about Watson's foray into food.
So first question, when did the idea come about to use the Watson technology for food?
We saw the success of Watson at Jeopardy, and we wanted to push the boundaries of cognitive computing and see if computers could also be creative and help users be creative. So we thought that food would be a great area to explore this.
Okay, I want you to kind of walk me through how this works. Say I'm a chef and I want Watson to help me come up with some new menu items. What would happen first?
So first you're going to enter a few inputs. You're going to say, for example, that you want to make a dish with asparagus. Then Watson will tell you what cuisines, for example, use asparagus the most. Maybe it's Thai cuisine, and you could say, oh, Thai cuisine sounds interesting, or you can pick another cuisine. And then it will tell you what dishes you could try to make with asparagus, for example, a quiche. So you're going to enter those three parameters, and by the way, you can enter them pretty much in any order. You could enter more than one ingredient, more than one cuisine, exclude some ingredients, and so on. But we want to have those three pieces of information. And once we have them, we're going to try trillions or quadrillions of combinations, and we're going to provide recommendations.
How does Watson come up with the combinations? What programming has been done so Watson can come up with these things?
So we've parsed about 30,000 recipes that we found on wikia.com. We've also parsed Wikipedia pages about cuisines. We also have information about ingredients at the molecular level. We know what flavor compounds they contain. We know also their nutrition facts. So we use all that, and we start by looking at what ingredients are going to go well with the base ingredient that you selected, what ingredients are used in the cuisines that you selected, and what types of ingredients are needed to make the dish that you chose. So once we have that, we're going to try all the possible combinations of ingredients, and we're going to narrow them down, and then we're going to evaluate them using three methods. The first method we call surprise, and it basically evaluates the novelty of the recipe, how different it is from existing recipes. The second one, called pleasantness, is a prediction of how the dish will taste, whether it will taste good or not. And the third prediction is called pairing, chemical pairing, if you want. It's based on the flavor pairing hypothesis. That's an hypothesis that says that the more flavor compounds the ingredients share, the more likely they are to taste good together.
So you also collaborated with real-life chefs for this project. What did that collaboration look like?
Yes, so we partnered with the Institute of Culinary Education in New York. I mean, we started by just, you know, talking with them about how they create new recipes, what process do they follow. And that inspired us to create our prototype. And then as soon as we had something ready that we could share with them, we went to their kitchens. And they played with the tool to create new recipes. They entered combinations of ingredients, and they cooked the dishes to see if it was, in the beginning, to see if it was edible, and then to see how good it was.
Was there any dishes that weren't edible?
No, I don't think there were any dishes that weren't edible. I mean, there were just dishes that were very original, and some of them that were more boring.
Can you give an example of a really original recipe?
I guess we could take the chocolate burrito as an example. It's a burrito that contains beef, chocolate, edamame, and apricot puree.
And that was good?
Oh, yeah, that was really good. And we served that at South by Southwest. Everybody seemed to like it.
Wow. So in my hand, I'm holding some barbecue sauce, Bengali butternut barbecue sauce. And this is made by Watson. Can you describe how this barbecue sauce came about?
So again, that's something we did for South by Southwest. We wanted to have something we could give away during the festival, and we came up with the idea of doing a barbecue sauce. So that's the first input we entered in the system. And then the system came back and gave us a list of ingredients that people use in barbecue sauces. And one of them was butternut squash, I think. And so we picked butternut squash. That sounded interesting. And then the system told us what cuisines use butternut squash the most. And we, in the list, we found Bengali. So that's how we decided that a Bengali butternut squash barbecue sauce was pretty interesting. And then the system did the rest. It came up with 5,000 possibilities for a Bengali butternut squash barbecue sauce. And we started refining the ingredients by looking at the scores, surprise, pleasantness, pairing, and also, you know, including some ingredients we liked best, excluding some ingredients we didn't like.
Okay, Florian, final question. What is your favorite thing that Watson has made?
First, I have to say that what I like best about this is that you can create a new dish all the time. Every time for the rest of your life, you can eat something new. I mean, maybe that's even more interesting than any specific dish, is the excitement of trying something new all the time. But if you want me to choose one, there's the bacon and porcini mushroom pudding that we made, again, for South by Southwest. That was particularly delicious because it's a dessert, but it's got savory elements, things you wouldn't typically put in a dessert, mushrooms and bacon, and it just worked.
Do you ever find yourself having some reservations when you see what Watson pops out before you taste it?
Well, yes. I'd say sometimes, you know, we see the ingredients that come out and we're kind of amused. yeah, when you think of the beef chocolate edamame and apricot puree, like, yeah, okay, it's kind of funny. Another example recently, I mean, I was doing an Italian chocolate cake for somebody who picked those particular parameters, and I thought that was kind of, you know, I mean, not boring, but that was a pretty classic choice, and I tried to make it interesting, so I started saying, okay, let's go for the olive oil, the corn flour, the potato, and then I realized that I was the one who was going to cook that cake, and that wasn't trivial. These are not the things you use usually when you make a cake. That was kind of a challenge, but that was very interesting.
Well, Florian Pinnell, thanks for speaking with me.
You're welcome.
Producer Zach Nugent there, speaking with Florian Pinnell, who's senior software engineer for cognitive cooking, IBM Watson Group. If you'd like to try one of Watson's recipes, we do have a link to some of those South by Southwest dishes. You'll find it at wordofmouthradio.org.